flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Almiron to the right. It's Almiron going for goal. Score! And Atlanta United has a trip to the Eastern Conference Final by the collar.
That'd be nice to hear again, wouldn't it? That's Miguel Almiron from 2018, right? I mean, that's a call from the playoffs in 2018 when Atlanta United won the MLS Cup. He's coming home. I know. Time flies. There was a whole pandemic between then. I didn't even have any kids back then. Between the two of us, we've created three humans since he scored that goal right there. Well done.
But yeah, it's a big deal. It's big time. To get him back here. It's the sides because you get him back, but I mean, he's still playing at a high level for this league.
Because that's my question for Chris Henderson. How much is this about signing a great player that fits the need the team has versus signing a club legend?
Right. If they signed Joseph right now, it'd be a club legend.
That's what that would be.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And so I hope that's not what it is.
I don't know. I mean,
I don't think it is.
He'll say it's the first part.
Yeah.
But we'll see. You know what I mean? Because this happens sometimes. It's not that long ago that the Braves tried to run it back, right?
Yeah.
With 21. And Lightning often doesn't strike
it
twice.
It did not strike twice. It did not strike twice.
No. No, it didn't.
But the thing about it is that
I understand this is a different thing.
You can't
be
nostalgic and all those different things with the DP position.
Right.
You know what I mean? You can't.
Right. And that's what makes it totally different.
Exactly.
Like if you're bringing him back for all that money, you have to believe that this is a guy who's not just, it's nice, the fans are excited and they still have the jerseys and all that, but pretend his name is something else. You're bringing back a great player who fits, or you're bringing in a great player who fits a need.
Right.
That's got to be what it is.
It better be.
Because there's no curve just because you like him.
Yeah.
If he doesn't play good, because he's not good anymore, then you're screwed.
Yeah.
Then you're also not good. So, I don't know. You got to hope that it's more the former than the latter, but you never know. You never know until you see it. Teams, even though these guys weren't the ones that signed him, there's still a desire to please a fan base when you're in charge of a team.
I would think so.
Right? And this is certainly that.
But I mean, even if they didn't bring Miggy back, but they brought another guy in of the caliber of Miggy, or maybe better, I don't think the fan base would be any more upset with it.
Today, people are excited because they know him.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
In the season, if it was Timmy Tube Sox out there scoring 30 goals,
hey, Ma!
Everyone would
go!
Be fired up. The Tube Sox would work because, the soccer players wear their socks up high.
They do.
So that would work.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, because we know him, you give him the benefit of the doubt that he's going to come
because
in
you know him, it's exciting today.
Right.
If he balls out, it's exciting during the season.
But that's what I'm saying. But we're giving the benefit of the doubt that that's what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people are – because my last thoughts of Miggy are – Yeah, man. You know, he just might be zero now. Still fast, but
yeah. A little scaled back.
Yeah, let's go back.
Hope not. Hope not. Anyway, but that's the news of the day. Miguel Almiron's officially announced coming back to Atlanta United. Sounds like they're close with Latte Lath as well. If we get the official word on that, we'll let you know. Chris Henderson's going to join us at 12:20. So what does that give him? 55 minutes?
Yeah, get to working.
Come on.
Get to working.
Pen to paper. Get it done. Here's Adam Silver, again, talking about wanting there to be less basketball.
As we get more involved in global basketball, the NBA is the only league that plays 48 minutes. And I am a fan of 4 10-minute quarters. I'm not sure that many others are. I mean, putting aside what it means for records and things like that, you know, I think that a two-hour format for a game is more consistent with sort of modern television habits.
Why are we? I like Adam Silver.
This
is so freaking soft.
My opinion of Adam Silver is quickly changing.
It's so soft.
It's now, very,
is this
very
what you got? Are you going to? Is this going to make them play more?
No. Because his reasoning for that was that maybe people might watch more because it's shorter.
I mean, it worked for baseball, did it?
Not ratings.
Them shorting the game.
I mean, we like that the games are faster. Right. I was thinking about this driving in. I didn't even really know. I hadn't heard that yet. I was just thinking about this for whatever reason about, like, the arguments that people use about why certain leagues maybe aren't doing as well as other leagues.
Right.
How long is an NFL game?
Three and a half.
Never. Super Bowl is going to be four.
Right.
100 million people are going to watch that. Like, like, attention span, I think, is overblown by leagues that aren't doing as well as other leagues.
Oh, yes. No doubt about it.
I understand younger folks definitely have shorter attention spans. That's true. But, like, the NFL and college football are the two biggest leagues in this country. And those games are 3.5 hours long.
But are we looking at it from a standpoint of more younger people are watching basketball now?
Maybe. You know, I just
that,
think,
that where he's
I think they're focused on the wrong things. I think you can make the games however long you want if the best guys aren't playing consistently. And, I mean, if the best guys aren't playing consistently and you can't tune in and know that you're going to have a high-level product every single night, then people aren't going to watch.
I'm just curious. That's what I'm saying. I'm just curious. Like,
or less people are going to watch.
Are you doing this for what? Are you doing it for the consumer or the players?
I think he thinks he's doing it for the consumer, but I think maybe there's that fringe idea of 8 less minutes per game over time would lead to less injuries, which is nonsense because guys play less now than they ever have, and they're more injured than they ever have been.
And got more amenities than they've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
More amenities than they've ever had.
Yeah.
And yet they brittle as hell.
Here's my kind of like big picture thought on what the NBA is telling us, because they keep telling us we need less, right? Season needs to be shorter. Games need to be less minutes. Mm-hmm. Like, if your product's good, you better be trying to give us more.
You want more?
Because all the NFL can do is try to find ways to give us more.
Yes.
They're going to go to 18 games. They expanded the playoffs. They're on every day of the week now. Like, when your product is good,
people want more of it.
People want more, and you give them more.
Right.
When you keep telling us the trick to make your product better would be less of it, I hope he realizes what that sounds like. Because you're saying that there's something wrong with our product.
Yeah.
Like, you're admitting openly that there's something wrong with what we're giving you.
That's what I said. That sounds so soft.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds so soft. Yeah. You have the best league in the world. Okay? That's why it should be longer than these other teams. These other leagues aren't as good.
Yeah.
Now, they got good players that play in the NBA. I'm not saying that. But, like, overall league, it's not as good as – well, it's not supposed to be as good as the damn
it's
NBA.
It's not as good as the NBA.
You know what I mean?
It's not.
They don't make as nearly the amount of money that these players make in the NBA.
Don't.
So that's what you're trying to tell me, that you're going to – whatever, man. This damn soft-ass NBA.
We can't have guys making $300 million in a contract, and you tell me that they all need to be playing less.
Why? I mean,
you can't do that.
You can't do it. Hell, the way that it's injured and must they sit out, they might as well play less. They already play less.
They already do play less.
Yes.
So playing less isn't working.
Yeah.
Right? They already do play less.
No, they're going to be fresher. That's what it is.
But they don't play, so they should be fresher.
That's what I'm saying, but they're going to be even fresher.
That's that extra 8 minutes that's killing them.
Yeah, it's that extra 8 minutes. That extra 13.7 games is what's killing
them. Because maybe I'm hearing this biased anyway. Like, maybe I'm already biased towards wanting to hear it the way that I'm hearing it. But I don't think so. Like, I love the NBA. I love it.
Go play Make It Take It.
I love it, and I've loved it for a long time. They've played the same rules forever. They've played 82 games as long as I've been alive, mm-hmm. for 48 minutes, as mm-hmm. long as I've been alive. They've added a little bit. It used to be the first round was 5 games. Now it's 7, so mm-hmm. they added 2 more games. Mm-hmm. And there's the play-in round, so they added that a little bit mm-hmm. to end the in-season tournament. But the only reason they added the in-season tournament was so maybe you could convince guys to try slightly harder earlier in the season, because that's the issue. The NBA has multiple issues, but I think the biggest issue is you've got to beg guys to try hard.
Yep.
And it's like, well, then what are we doing?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you got to make a professional athlete, you got to give him incentives to do his damn job.
Yep. And until you fix that, and I don't know how you do. Honestly, I like to hope the toothpaste's not out of the tube on that one and there's something you can do about it. But, like, until you stem the tide on it being cool to do less and get away with doing less, because that's the problem. There's no incentive to do more.
But
guys are making more money, and they're more, you know.
But that's what's got. But that's why this league and this draft sucks, because you got these type of dudes starting at damn 7 years old with this AAU circuit and all that other crap.
Sure,
and that, moving
it,
all around.
It may be a bigger issue than just the NBA for sure, but the NBA can only fix its issue, and this to me feels like it's a relatively new thing, right?
What is?
This.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
This issue that the NBA faces of effort and interest.
Yeah.
Like, guys used to try in the All-Star game like 15 years ago. Good players used to be in the dunk contest 15 years ago. Guys would play 82 games and would compete for all of them. And you wouldn't have to beg guys to give effort in November. And, like, it's, I don't know. It's, I don't know what went wrong. I don't know how this happened, but it's happened and they have to fix it. And it's his job to fix it too, by the way, because it happened on his watch.
But the thing about it is, all he's doing, his biggest interest is this, is trying, like you said, to reward them for doing less. So, okay, so they're not playing hard. They're sitting out games and everything. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to shorten stuff up.
That's just catering to them. You're just catering
to them. It's a players' league. We understand that.
Yeah.
We understand that.
It's because I think he got bullied too much. LeBron and Chris Paul bullied him to this. Because the NFL would never let this
happen.
Hell
no, they would.
No offense, but like players have tried to fight back on stuff for years.
They never got nothing.
And all that ever happened was no more two-a-days.
No more two-a-days. We won that one, baby.
How about that, fellas?
That's my tackling.
Great.
That's my tackling that is all-time worst.
It's true. It's true. But you don't have to convince guys to try hard. You know what I mean? Guys are out there busting their ass every single Sunday. Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know how. Maybe Adam Silver's not the guy to fix it, because he's the guy that's let this happen. And I like him too, but not as much as I used to. We'll come back and we'll get to an NFL grab bag of questions. This hour of the show is brought to you by Padley. Sell your home for cash fast. PadlyBuys.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.